You are listening to
Southend
City Radio.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of Sleep and Thrive, the podcast dedicated to helping you unlock and understand the power of a good night's sleep. I'm Stuart Pink and I'm here with Dan Everson, sleep coach from Sleep and Thrive. Dan, how did you sleep?
Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. It's getting better every time. Next time he's going to be like, the best sleep ever.
I'm going to run out of superlatives. I'm like, you know, Wim Hof, that's me, but for sleep.
Hashtag winning.
Yeah. Hashtag best sleep. Best sleeper in the world. Hashtag annoying.
That person doesn't exist, do they? Yeah, best sleeper in the world.
No, until you're not. Like I'm crashing down.
It's got to be a lie. It's a fallacy. So we've already done routines. We did nighttime routines. We've done morning routines. We've done relaxation tips. Now, sleep is obviously a science, and it's something that's mystery to most of us. We go to bed, wake up in the morning, and they go, what happened there? No idea. Had some weird dream about a tiger coming to get me. The alarm went off, and that was it. Yeah. But you spend a lot of time understanding what sleep actually is and how it works.
Yeah. As you were saying about the dream, I was like, yeah, I've just dreamt I was falling. Thank goodness I'm awake. oh my goodness, I'm busting for a week. I must have been dreaming about that as well. I've spent lots of time understanding it. But luckily for me and for us and for you, lots of scientists and researchers have spent lots of time understanding sleep and putting people through a number of different tests and studies and making them very, very tired. One group out of the two. And then we've found lots of understanding around that in the last decade, certainly. And so as the science grows and our awareness and understanding grows of sleep, then this stuff becomes
get there if you like.
Sorry.
Are you all right?
No, it's calling. I'll call him back. Sorry, I have to edit that out.
Yeah, that's okay.
So this stuff becomes, can become, you know, really quite niche in certain areas. You can really dive down into certain things and understand it. So it's probably worth understanding it a bit on the surface level with a little bit of depth. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, right?
Yes, the sleep. What actually happens when you're asleep? Because like we close our eyes and that's it. But there's more that happens.
Yeah,
the brain and the psyche, the whole body goes through all sorts of things.
Yeah, an amazing amount of things happens when we sleep, and talk about it all in real sort of small snippets could be a long and drawn out process. It's an amazing ballet of neurons firing and brain waves and lots of systems and processes being reset and restored and recovered. And really what happens, or certainly where we need to understand it from, is what happens is we repair our tissues and our muscles, we restore our brain health, we regulate hormones and appetite and growth. Certainly growth hormones are released. That's where we grow and learn, and we consolidate learning, and our memories become sort of saved from the short-term file into a longer-term file, so you can remember that.
Oh, my God, they get uploaded.
They get uploaded, exactly.
The big cloud.
Exactly, we upload our memories to the cloud, we regulate our emotions, and we dream, and we filter those through, and all these wonderful things happen when we sleep, and which is why it's so vitally important, as you mentioned before. So what happens in the first and foremost is that we go through a number of sleep cycles, and when we sleep, we all go through sleep cycles. We all have a slightly differing amount, but essentially the good thing about sleep cycles is that everyone has them. Every mammalian and avian species has these cycles, and we understand this from the science. So we have, on average, a 90-minute sleep cycle, which some people have heard before, and we have between 4 and 6 cycles a night. Of course, hopefully we have between 4 and 6 cycles a night. Some people have less, some people have more, depending on how much your sleep is, how much sleep need you have, and everyone has different. So
yeah,
between 6 and 10 hours is most adults over 25 and under 65. And so you want to be aiming for about 4 to 6 cycles per night, which is essentially 6 hours, 7.5 hours, or 9 hours of sleep. When you've got 4, 5, or 6. So
So if you're aiming for 7, you're doing it all wrong.
Yeah. Well, if you're aiming for 7, then you're going to wake up in a certain sleep stage. And we're going to speak about stages in a second. So sleep cycles, 4 to 6 each night, on average 90 minutes. And they consist of a number of stages within that cycle. So one cycle will have 4 stages. And some scientists will argue there's 3 stages, there's 5 stages. But essentially, you have a number of stages. You have light sleep, you have deep sleep, and you have rapid eye movement, or REM sleep, as we know it, or dream sleep, as most people remember it.
Okay.
Okay. They can sort of break down into, you know, different areas with sleep, with light sleep, and same with 2 different areas of deep sleep. But essentially, it's light sleep, deep sleep, and REM sleep. And this happens every 90 minutes, and we go around like a circle. Or if you want to, you know, we drop down deeper and deeper and deeper. And what we want to do is we go through, for instance, we start off the night, we go to sleep, we spend a small amount of time in light sleep.
Because you've only just gone to sleep. You're just sort of easing into it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, is this for me? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how we go.
The phone's just gone on charge. The light's just gone out. You know, the book's just gone down, and the bookmark's dropped on the floor. Who knows what page you're on? And we drift in to the first stage of sleep. Stage 1, light sleep. And this takes 5, 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes. And that's where we start to drift off, and our body temperature starts to drop, and our breathing rate and our blood pressure start to drop. Very, very quickly, this happens within the first stage of sleep.
Yeah.
And that's light sleep. Number 1. Then light sleep number 2, and you drop into that one, and then you go through into the deeper stages of sleep within about 20 minutes or so, and that's known as stages 3 and 4 are the deeper sleep, more restorative, and that's where repairing, physical restoration happens, where we feel restored, repair our muscles and tissues. And then after we finish through deep sleep, we then go into, we come round the circle, we come back up again, like a clock face, like 1:45, and the hour, and we drop into REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep. Now this is where, okay, we regulate our emotions, and we understand some of the processes and some of the experiences we've had through the day and through our life gets where dream happens, which is why dreams happen. And we have REM sleep, and then we come back up to the top again, have a little mini awakening, if you like, into light sleep, making sure that the tribe's safe, and then back into light sleep again, and go around to deep sleep, REM sleep,
back around the cycle, awake, light
sleep,
again.
Deep sleep, REM sleep. And it changes dependent on the start of the night. For instance, at the start of the evening, you'll spend more time in deep sleep throughout that 90-minute cycle. And then in the second half of your sleep, you'll spend more time in the REM cycle, in REM sleep. So you get deep sleep at the start of the evening, the start of your sleep, and at the end of your sleep, you'll get more REM, which is why most people remember their dreams when they wake up.
You wake up and you go, I was dreaming about this.
Yeah. Our bodies are designed to wake from light sleep or REM sleep because the brain waves, put you in bed or just looked at a monitor and I saw your brain waves when you was in REM sleep, it looks like you're awake because the neurons that are firing are crazy.
Yeah.
And it's a very active period of, you know, it's not just a passive, we lay down, we sleep, everything's completely switched off.
Not an off button.
Yeah, we're processing and we're saving and we're doing the emotional regulation and the filtering so many things are happening behind the scenes. It's a very active state. You look like you're still awake when you're in REM sleep, so which is why it's good to wake from REM sleep or light sleep, because we're very close to actual awake. Our brain waves are very similar. And the issues happen when we awake from deep sleep because
you weren't expecting it.
Yeah, you don't want to be waking from deep sleep.
Hang on.
You're further down, you're deep into deep sleep, and what happens is if you wake from deep sleep, you feel groggy. You feel terrible. You feel rubbish. If you remember having like a 45-minute nap and you wake up thinking, well, I feel worse now than when the start of it.
Yeah.
Or if you wake from deep sleep in the middle of the night and you can feel really quite rough, that's called sleep inertia. That's grogginess. That can last 15 minutes to an hour.
And you when just you wake up,
can't,
sort of.
Yeah, can't coordinate and you can't quite think straight and everything feels a little bit foggy. Mm. And that's called sleep inertia. And that happens when you wake from deep sleep. The more interruptions you have through the night, because every time you get interrupted, you wake up and start from, again, light sleep into deep sleep into REM sleep. So if, you know, the dog barks, the partner moves, the phone dings, you know, you go to the toilet, whatever it may be.
The neighbours are outside. Yeah. The fire alarm's going off.
Yeah. All these disruptions mean that every single time you get disrupted, you have to start again.
Yeah.
Which is terrible for people that snore, because when they're snoring and, for instance, they have maybe potentially have sleep apnea, when they're struggling to breathe properly, their partial blockage, or even they're not breathing, the brain's like, we need to wake up here. So it tries to keep you alive. So it wakes you up.
Yeah.
So if you're a snorer and you've terrible in the mornings, it's because, you know,
you never quite get
down to the deep restorative sleep. And it's normally when you feel really, really tired is when you've had less of the deep sleep, less of that restorative stuff, which really can make you feel more refreshed in the mornings. So the stages are, you spend in light sleep, about 50% of your light sleep happens. Sorry, you spend 50% of your sleep in light sleep, which can sometimes, majority of that happen in the second part of your night. REM sleep, again, about 20%. Deep sleep, about 20%. You know, you can take 15 to 25 for both of those. And that happens at the start of the night, deep sleep, which leaves about 5 or 10% where you're in that very, very first stage of sleep and sometimes awake. Because it's worth noting that being awake is very normal for a sleep cycle. You go from awake...
Normal to like come to in the night.
And most people don't remember that being awake. Most people will wake up in the morning and think, I did not wake once last night. But if we was to plug you into, you know, a PhD...
Recorded the whole thing.
Yeah, recording and put you in a sleep laboratory, we'd understand that you woke up 5% of your night, you was awake.
You sat up in the middle of the night and screened something inappropriate and then you're in bed certificate.
Lashed out someone. Just check your wallet was okay. So when you wake up, what happens is very much, you know, neurologically speaking, or with our sort of evolutionary, we are checking the tribe safe. We're checking that we're safe. We're checking that there's no one in the room or in the cave. Yeah. And we go back to sleep again. And most of the time, we do that without even knowing it's happening. And of course, when people have problems with sleep, that's when they actually remember waking up. They wake up, they check around the room safe, and they can't fall back asleep again. They actually go through a conscious process of waking up fully.
Yeah, you literally come right round.
Yeah.
And then you can't go.
Which is why lots of help with around sleep can filter into cognitive functioning, because we're trying to understand the attitudes and behaviours around your sleep and what is actually happening, so that you can be a calmer and be less hyper-aroused or less vigilant when you wake up. You want to be sort of subconscious of elements of that. So sleep stages pretty much are really important, that you go through each stage, you spend good time in each stage so you can get good quality sleep. And when I say good quality sleep, poor quality sleep happens when you spend more time in light. So if anyone tracks their sleep with a tracker, and that's another episode altogether, but you might spend 60 or 70% or 60% plus in light sleep, and you want to spend, you know, 45 to 50 really. You want to be spending more time in deep and REM. That's where you get all of the good stuff happens.
That's the good stuff.
That's the best stuff. Of course, light is very important as well, but deep sleep and REM sleep is where you want to spend most of the time. And if you get awoken, or you have interruptions, or you're not spending as much time in those stages of sleep, that's when you will feel the consequences on the other end of it.
So the goal is then really to spend as much time being not being disturbed, not having these things happening, if you can block out all the noise and all the light and all the
things that'll
bring you back.
Absolutely, which is why it's so important to have good quality sleep. And good quality sleep means spending more time in those stages, which means winding down before bed, dropping your core temperature, feeling nice and relaxed, having enough sleep pressure from your day that you'll sleep through the night and all night, having less interruptions and nothing that's going to bother you, like a partner or a dog or a pet or a phone.
Yeah.
So that when you wake up, you've gone through those stages, you've spent good time in them, and you feel refreshed and restored. And you've had, you know, five cycles or six cycles. If you wake up between a cycle, before a cycle's finished, then that's when you'll feel that sleep inertia and feel grogginess and just don't feel 100%. So if you think, oh, I'll set my alarm for 7.5 hours, and you wake up, there's a good chance that you've woken from a deep stage sleep, or in your deeper stages of sleep, and therefore you won't feel refreshed. You're like, why do I feel rubbish? I've just slept 7.5 hours. Sometimes that is what's happened.
Yeah.
So if you aim for 8 hours, you know, that's not always going to mean that you're going to feel great afterwards, because you may have woken from sleep inertia, or just woken from a stage sleep. And it's worth knowing that you spend time awake as well. So if you want 8 hours of sleep, or you want to say six cycles, right, okay, that's going to be 9 hours of sleep, understand that you're going to spend some time awake through that, and that may adjust your timings and adjust how you feel.
So when you're waking up in the mornings, if you're feeling rubbish and you're not getting the right sleep, or sometimes you are, sometimes you're not, it's worth then not focusing so much on the time you wake up, but on when you're going to sleep, and in 90-minute blocks, counting forward.
Absolutely. It's a sleep calculator, you can find them online, but if one says, how much sleep should I have? Well, just understand what time you want to wake up or you need to wake up, and then just count back, you know, in 4, 5, or 6 90-minute blocks, and that's your sleep time. Understanding that you're going to take 15 or 20 minutes to fall asleep, you might take a bit of time to wake up, and you might have some awakenings in the middle of the night. So if you allow sort of 20 minutes extra, 5% more on that time, then you allow for falling asleep, trying to wake up, and actually having some awakenings in the night for a toilet, or just because that's what naturally happens with our bodies. So if you want, say, 7.5 hours, which is, you know, five cycles, add on another sort of 20-25 minutes for the falling asleep, waking up, and also any awakenings in the night.
And you should hopefully land in the nice little light sleep just at the back end of you in that dream being chased by a clown, and you come round. Oh, the clown's not here, and you're all good.
What's that horror film? It. Oh my god, that clown Pennywise is chasing me again. What a terrible dream.
Every night. Every single time. It's relentless.
But also, it's worth you know, not focusing too much on trying to get exactly 7.5 or exactly 9 or exactly this many cycles, because when we start to over focus on our sleep, then it can become something which our brain perceives as a threat and will keep us awake and vigilant for. So it's a nice to know science. It's good to help people understand if they wake up and feeling groggy, or, you know, what actually occurs and why we need deep sleep, why we need REM sleep, because it's so restorative, or it helps with memory, learning and emotions. That's really what this is about, versus you need to aim for this amount of time, because anyone that I work with, if they concentrate too much or focus too much on their sleep or track it too much, it only backfires.
Yeah, like you said before, you can't necessarily control what happens when you're asleep. You just control all the elements around it to hopefully set you up for landing in all those cycles all the
right
times.
Hit the nail on the head. We can control what happens before sleep and what happens after sleep, but we cannot happen what happens in between. That is a biological function that's evolutionary, been around for, you know, 3.2 million years with Homo sapiens and everyone else. And so we need to understand that before and after we can control, but during, it's all down to Mother Nature.
That's it. It's always has been and always will be. That clown will be chasing you. Dan, thanks again for another great episode of Sleep and Thrive. Where can we find out all the details about Sleep and Thrive and what you're doing, and how we can come see you about our personal sleep coach requirements?
Thanks. The websites?
Yes.
sleepandthrivecoach.com or .co.uk to find out all the information you need, all the socials, all there from there. You can get in touch, find out some more, and if you need to chat about your sleep, then that's where it all happens from.
That's where to do it. Lovely. Sleep well, and we'll catch you again for some
Thanks
more details.
Sleep well.